Santa Claus is coming to town, and Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer will be bringing him down. Pretty paper on all the packages underneath the Christmas tree, and Santa looks a lot like Daddy when I saw him kissing Mommy. There'll be chestnuts roasting on the open fire, frosty snowman's outside, the kids are rocking around the Christmas tree, they wanna go for a sleigh. Came true on Christmas Day. Do you hear what I hear? Sang carolers a silent night, and Daddy's drunk up our Christmas money, and you know that just ain't right. I'll be having a blue Christmas at this most wonderful time of year. Hark the herald angels sing, give them all Christmas cheer. The chestnuts roasting on the open fire, frosty snowman right outside, the kids are rocking round the Christmas tree. I wanna go for a sleigh ride. Jingle bells. My dream of a white Christmas came true on Christmas Day, and my dream of a white Christmas came true on Christmas.
Christmas in July. I think it's a thing, you know? If not, I'm going to make it a thing. All right, I think we'll go back to the electric now, unless I'm forgetting something. I don't know.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. All right. Twisted here. Okay.
Just keep
this on for the rest. Get her tuned up. As Roger McGuinn used to say, we tune because we care. Or, I don't know, somebody said that might have been David Crosby. I'm not one of those guys. So I'd like to say hello to my wife and to my friend Stevie Rosenbaum on the West Coast. Stevie had a cut on the second Asa Brebner. tribute, and my friend John Paley, who had one too. Hearing anything for a second there. I think we'll do the Blue Dog Blues. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right. So I wrote this song in Lafayette, Louisiana. And believe it or not, after my debauchery of the 70s and 80s, I became an upstanding citizen and went back and I was actually working for the Justice Department. And we were down in Lafayette, Louisiana at a conference, but while I was down there, I went to a place called the Blue Dog Cafe, where they have paintings of a blue and white dog all over the place. And, you know, you've probably seen this. I think they're licensed to postcards and stuff like that. And there was one painting that had a blue dog and a red dog. So I decided, and, you know, it was kind of a nice, kind of almost little family place. And they had, like, crayons and newsprint on the tables. And so I figure I'm going to write a song. And so I wrote the Blue Dog Blues. And I left it with them. I left the lyrics with them. I wrote them down for myself, and I left the newsprint with them. And I don't know, I came back about a week later, and they had framed it and put it on the wall next to, like, one of the Blue Dog paintings. And I'm not sure if it's still there. I'd like to make a trip back to Lafayette. Been to New Orleans a few times, but, you know, Lafayette's across the lake. It's beginning a Cajun country. So, alligators and stuff. Flat-bottom boats in the bayou. So this is the Blue Dog Blues. A 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. dog and I'm putting out the bait. Well, I woke up this morning and my red dog went away. Well, I woke up this morning and my red dog went away. Well, I'm an old blue dog, got the blue dog blues too today. Got to end with that nice 13th jazz chord, you know? As soon as I learned that, I had to work that into a song. All right, let's see. Well, that might leave us with just a couple of more that I want to do for tonight. I really want to thank Joel and WMFO for having us down here. Like I said, I'll be down at the Midway on the 6th of August, and Saturday, come out to Portsmouth. It's a free show from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. I'll be playing bass with, and Tom will be playing drums with Captain Easy Chord. It'll be a good time for all. So we went down to that shelter where they keep all them animals that nobody wants, called the MSPCA. And we were going to get ourselves a cat, but we wanted to get a big cat. And we walked by this one cage, and there was a 27-pound black and white cat with a head the size of a softball. And on the side of his cage, there was a little tag with a name, Fluffy. And we decided we were going to give him, take him home and give him his real cat name, Thor. Black and white cat, how about that? Thor is a black and white cat, how about that? He runs up and down through the house. He runs all around like he's seen a mouse. Thor is a black and white cat, how about that? Is a black and white cat, how about that? Thor is a black and white cat, how about that? Sits on the table like he owns the place. The dog walks by and he swats him in the face. Thor is a black and white cat, how about that? Let's take it down now. Scratches at the chairs, scratches at the cows, scratches at the people. Ouch, ouch, ouch! Thor is a black and white cat, how about that? pass that the 27-pound black and white cat with a head the size of a softball went to that big litter box in the sky. And he saw Hank the dog. He saw Hank the dog and he licked him in the face. Or is a black and white cat? How about that? Vote is a black and white cat? How about that? One more. This has been just so much fun. So all of a sudden in early 2020, things were, well, let's just say a little different. And this continues today. Maybe not in the intensity that it did then, but... you know, I'm still hearing about people testing positive for COVID and getting sick and whatever. And so back then, a few months after one of the earliest deaths in Massachusetts was my uncle Jonas. And he was living in Salem, Massachusetts, and... he was in the hospital and being treated for an infection, and then they eventually sent him to a rehab where he got COVID and he died 4 days later. And so it was part of the impetus for me to writing this song called Coronavirus Blues. Thanks everybody for listening. Well, it escaped from the lab and it started to leave for parts unknown when the host couldn't breathe. It's an invisible killer who leaves no clues. You got the coronavirus blues. Well, it move across Europe through airport gates and finally surface in all 50 states. A worldwide crisis. Of news, you got the coronavirus blues. Well, they shut down the schools and they closed up the stores. We couldn't go to movies and concerts no more. They said that we had to be 6 foot apart. This social distance is breaking my heart. friend of a senator's brother. Hand sanitizer and wipes for you. You got the coronavirus flu. You got the coronavirus blue. Coronavirus blue. The coronavirus blues. The coronavirus blues. The coronavirus blues. Thanks, everybody.
Larry Newman, everybody. Live from our Studio D studios, right here in the bowels of the WMFO studios. Thank you very much for that live performance. For now, though, we're going to bring it right on back to some music. We're going to kick things off with Horse Mode. Here's Spaghetti Lee. We'll be right back.
my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone. The good earth is rich. We can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful. But we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls.
Yeah.
91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. You are, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D. In that last block, Spaghetti Lee by Horse Mode, into You're Wrong by Jen Mason. Following that, I Smell Burning by Pink Slip, and just now you heard Over the Ledge by Disco Volante. And we have slightly more people in the studio than we did earlier today. Introduce yourselves, why don't you?
Well, I'm Larry Newman. And that's Boxborough Tom.
Hey, you guys were the band that were just playing in our studio a little earlier. Welcome to the studio.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love it here.
Yeah. Time. Very nice set you guys played earlier. As a cat owner myself, I very much like the song about the kitty cat.
So now you've got an earworm in there. Thor is a black and white cat. How about that?
It won't go away.
I mean, why would I want it to go away? It's a song about cats.
Yeah.
So, like, before we got on the air, we were talking, like, for a very brief moment. Like, I didn't really get into it because I thought it'd be better to, like, talk about it on the air. But, like, you were talking about, like, the show at Portsmouth that you've got coming up.
Yeah. So, this Saturday, actually, Tom will be playing drums and I'll be playing bass with Captain Easy Chord. Great band. With Tom Dupre on keyboards and Shell Pierce on guitar, and that's in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It's a free show. It's from 1 to 4. It's right off the main street in Portsmouth in what's called Vaughan Mall. And that's Saturday at 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Those are original songs by the Captain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that just you guys on the bill, or is there like anyone else playing with you guys?
There's a guy there's a guy who puts the show on named Joel Glenn Wixon, and he plays several of his own songs first. Then we come on, and then I think there is somebody else on the bill, but I'm not really sure who it is.
It's like 1 to 4, that's definitely a long time for one band to be playing for sure.
No, we're only doing like sort of the better part of an hour. That's all.
Okay.
So
that sounds about right.
But it's a great little venue, and Portsmouth is
a great town just to walk around and see things. And
I confess I'm not like that familiar with Portsmouth. I've only ever stopped in there for like a very brief moment.
Yeah, right.
I do love that they have a Barrio Tacos there, though. That's my favorite place to get Mexican food.
Okay.
Right in the same building as like this independent art gallery as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes, you're
which
right.
Which is really cool. Yeah. Like as soon as you're done looking at paintings, you can go get a burrito.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what else we got coming up.
Yeah, by all means, feel free to plug whatever other shows you've got or any recordings that you might be working on or coming up the pike.
Well, if you want to, you know, there are recordings of most of the songs that I performed tonight on my Larry Newman Bandcamp page. Mm. And so if you look at that, you can listen to them, and if you so desire, you can download them. And half of every download goes to local animal shelters in the area.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
Yeah. So
always a fan of helping out rescue animals.
Yeah. And in fact, all of ours that we have got over the years have been from rescues. You know, starting with both Hank, my first dog, who was a 115-pound white Alaskan Malamute with a little bit of wolf in him, and then Thor, you know, was the first cat that I actually owned. I mean, my wife had some before that, but he was the first of a long list in the past 30 years that we've had.
Wow. Yeah. Very nice.
So
yeah, both cats I've ever owned have both been like rescue pets, so I am very much a fan of those.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, adopt.
Yeah, adopt, don't shop.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
another probably highlight in the next few months is, let's say, on the 10th, the Kinks tribute band Preservation that I play with is back at the Tavern at the End of the World.
Oh,
which
nice.
Which is sort of our home away from home.
I like the Tavern. I like the Tavern at the End of the World. They do a fantastic burger.
They do great almost everything, I mean, that I've had there.
Yeah. And I've seen my friends in the Four Point Restraints play there a lot.
Four Point Restraints. I'll have to go see them.
I don't believe they're together anymore, unfortunately. Oh. But, you know, I'm sure Evan's still kicking around somewhere, though.
Yeah. And let's see. Captain Easy Chord is going to be playing at the Worthen Attic in Lowell.
That's my neck of the woods.
Yeah, and I'm going to be playing there with Tom Satch-Karens opening for Greg Allen, who's coming down from New York, and Greg is kind of a big deal. And
wow.
So that'll be a good show.
So that's a Rumbar Records artist, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So I've got a bunch of stuff, but if you look at my Facebook page, you'll see all of them. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff coming up. I'm doing the solo thing that I was doing tonight at the Midway, and I'm not sure if Tom's going to be joining me or not for that. And that's going to be opening for Martin, Morell, and Fredette, who are a great band in Boston. They were guys from the old bands, the Neats and Scruffy the Cat.
Not familiar with the Neats. I do know Scruffy the Cat,
okay,
though. So that's pretty rad.
Yeah. So that should be a good show. And that's one of those Sunday matinee shows also.
Hmm. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never a bad thing, like an afternoon show.
Mm.
Like my band's actually got one of those coming up in like a couple Sundays from now. And that's sure to be a fun time at the Jungle.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys played the Jungle?
Yeah,
that's a fun venue.
I've actually done the brunch a bunch of times when they were doing that.
Oh, yeah?
There. Yeah, it was on Sunday between like 11 and 2. And, you know, they usually have a couple, three performers that would do one set each.
Was it mostly like just acoustic sort of stuff more than anything?
For the most part, yeah. But, I mean, it could be either. I mean, I remember going there and playing, I think Frank Rowe from Classic Ruins and I went there when I was doing a duo with him, and we had our two little Fender Champ amps and electric guitars, and he was playing mostly slide blues stuff, and I was doing my songs, and we were trading off songs, and so, you know, we had those two little amps, so it wasn't terribly loud, but it was electric.
I mean, probably loud enough for, like, that early in the morning, certainly.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Have you got any, like, new recordings that are, like, just sort of coming up, either with, you know, your solo stuff or with your other projects?
Well, you know, I play with Kenny Hyland also, Kenny Hyland's Air Force, and, you know, he's going to have a CD coming out fairly soon at some point, and we have a little mini tour at the end of October where we're going to be going to Pennsylvania and upstate New York to a bunch of places.
Oh, nice.
And so,
is that just going to be just a general kind of East Coast affair for the most part?
Yeah, we're doing it with the Chelsea Curve also.
Oh, I like the Chelsea Curve. Yeah. They're fun.
Yeah.
So, excellent band, them.
Yeah.
That ought to be a good time.
Yeah. So I'm sort of involved with a bunch of bands now, and that's why I have so many gigs. I mean, I'm sort of getting ready to kind of retire from the other thing that I've been doing for the past 26 years.
Oh, yeah?
And
I mean, that'll fill up a lot more, that'll free up a lot more time for gigs, I guess.
Right. Well, I mean, the thing is, I've already got it set up, and my wife looked at me and she said, well, you know, you'll be doing more music when you retire. I mean, you know, a lot of people will get to the age, you know, 65 to 70, and wonder what the hell they're going to do. Or they'll be happy about retiring and then wonder what they're going to do. Well, I'm not going to be wondering that. I will know what I'm going to be doing.
Mm.
I'm going to be playing music until they plant me, you know. I think Boxborough Tom will, too.
That's the same thing, yeah.
Very nice. That is such an awesome attitude to have.
A couple of things coming up, too.
Okay.
Oh, could you speak directly into the microphone?
Sure. Yeah, I have another group called The Final Mile, and we're going to be playing at the Fitchburg Common on Wednesday, August 2nd, 6 to 8
p.m. Is that at Fitchburg State College?
It's near there.
Ah, yeah. That's my alma mater.
Yep. So come on out. That'd be a good show. And it's a good, like classic rock, swing kind of band. We do a lot of different types of material. We're also going to be at the B-Man Pub in Sterling on August 13th from 4 to 8. That's a Sunday afternoon. And I also have another band called the Road Worn Ramblers that I play with a lot. And they do like alt rock and indie and Americana. And, you know, we have something come up, not until October 28th, but we're going to be at the Log Cabin in Fitchburg. So,
like, that's peak Halloween show season.
Right. So I got a bunch of other things going on, but those are the definite gigs for now. But,
very nice. Sounds like you guys are keeping busy.
Yeah, following Larry's plan there. Stop working and keep playing.
I mean, that sounds like a good plan.
Well, yeah. once he stops working, he and I are going to be getting together more and maybe doing more recording together and whatever.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. So, but if you're interested in any of my stuff, go to Bandcamp. My Coronavirus Blues is there, and Thor is there, and some of the other songs. So,
Christmas song.
Yes. LJ's Christmas song. Yeah.
Very nice. And so, do you just look up? Is that just LarryNewman.bandcamp or?
Yeah. It says Larry Newman Artist Bandcamp. Yeah.
Okay. Is that like the same, like, across all your socials? Like, if they were to look you up on, like, Facebook or something, would that also be like Larry Newman Artist?
Yeah. Well, it would be the Larry Newman that's in Kittery. There's a lot of Larry Newmans around New England. I didn't realize how many. I used to get. There's a Larry Newman who was neighbors with the Kennedys down in Hyannis or something. And so in the 80s, they used to call me up from time to time, you know, when they had this thing called Nexus Lexus. It was like a news service.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Nexus Lexus.
Okay. So they would call me up, and something would be going on in the Kennedy family, and they'd want to get my views on it, so I would make some stuff up and go with it, you know.
I wish there was a way to get a hold of those columns. Yeah. Oh, that is fantastic.
It was absolutely hysterical.
I love that.
But I did live in the same, in the 80s, I did live in the same house in Brighton as Doug Kennedy, Robert's youngest kid. So it was sort of this weird coincidence, but I actually did really have something to slightly to do with them because he was in the same house in Brighton in Oak Square.
Mm.
So
got like a reliable fallback in case you were called out.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thank you very much once again for your performance. It was great to talk to you in the studio.
All right.
And yeah, go check out Larry Newman and all the other aforementioned projects in all of the places.
Yes. Hey, Mary, I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah. Shell, hope you're feeling better.
All right. Yeah. For now, let's get back to some music. Gonna bring it back with here is KLA with Arrangements featuring James Baldwin. It's just a sample of James Baldwin. Like, they didn't resurrect the corpse of James Baldwin.
Oi.
Opera can get through to the child. He or she can teach that child without menacing their child's way of life, without menacing their child's way of speaking. Because every black man in this country speaks two languages, you know. Because we're surrounded by a hostile population. So the question is not that the kid will be divested of his tools by the teacher, but the teacher can't teach him because she doesn't respect him. If she respects him, then the kid will respond to that respect, and then he can learn.
You know, in the status, acting in my usual habits of mind, and I'm basking nighted at the circle of rhyme. I'm glad as Zach's doing it for years, true. Careers turned to paranormal at 5, couldn't make me fear. All the porcelains on fangs, just veneers, boo. I put my skeletons in boxes, in a rear view. Mirror snap like claws on contact. What's the clause on contract? Switching jobs is not a bar to me. I could bond academies, united my minds. My kids, they told me ride the rat route. I tell them they the starter key. Calling up my fam and them as three ways collide. Up at 5 a.m. in autumn, that's me, freeing my time. I'm in the golden hours, people dulling, blocking the shine. As if I said it's hours, giving people game and some plug. If I was Sony, power died. Make consoling love to survive. I'm learning love that's overrated when there's egos and pride. I find the vibes when these affinities touch. I'm never colorblind, my BSU kids bigging me up. They've been reminding me of me when I did private school buses. When being in the back seat was like a king stripe. Rosa Parks was all I'd ever read. Diving other beats and finding memories swimming. If they were sharks, mine are great whites, teeth in them. How to keep dreaming when your state is of an organized perception. Want a vision tight and seen. It's a denim clothes section with the jeans. Looking out, I had the magic. My weapon sipping teenies like Darren, never scheming life. Knock the stereo, I'm indebted to Mr. Feeny types. Y'all know I never needed saving, right? I always made arrangements.
You're dealing with a child. You're dealing with a miracle. And you're responsible for it, you know. And first of all, you have to give that child yourself.
I always made arrangements, right?
Because every child is different, you know. And it's changing all of the time. One second to the next.
Guess who's back out his mouth? I wasn't verified last year, being camp helping me out. This the best I ever rapped. I know my word is like a given now. My future clearer than skies when it's hot up in June. This not a drizzy joint. My headspace is out of the blues. I did my exile in quarantines below the heavens. Sort of seems I bought a step in every way. It's why I've more to say. How can I leave it off the table, dog? I bore the plate. I go new places and explore the space of my imaginations. Finding new why the basic grinding, moving like it's skating time. 90s may have made me a black millennial. Don't get it twisted, I ain't Jay-Z or Ye. But when I fantasize, a label like that withers away. I know the racializing, profiling politics so kind and pushing past agendas, bills and co-signing battlefields with more violence. News like that'll blow you away. Been on a whole other page, reading Baldwin, talking teachers amazing. Seem like nothing has changed, just like my skin in the game. Ironic, just like the grades I got. Crossing that stage in college, school me away. Hey, what's the order of things? What keep us acting like our knowledge restrained? Why me keep rapping keeps them looking strange? They be like, who is this crazy guy? Stay with my lanes until I stop. Switch it up and grip the hoopty reins. All my drives and movie frame keeps me from y'all rearranging.
No, by the time he's 20, this century ends, and America will be much less important. It will no longer be the center of the world. when this entry comes to an end.
The excitement of Helen and several beers have taken effect. Inhibition and caution are forgotten. When Helen suggests they have a few more beers, he's all for it. Why not? Everyone else is doing it. To refuse would be square, and that terrible label must be avoided at all costs.
Kitchen fixing up their ass. All the funny folks you bring around me, girl, but I'll never see you laugh. Sorry, dear, y'all fall behind that. Where it is you draw your line. Don't bring your circle around here. They're all a bunch of squares.
Stupid bastards blasted, telling me what's cool. Indie record label, checkered retro record player, making more. You think you're hanging with the winners, girl? Cause you never seen them lose. Solitaire your way behind on where you choose to make your line. Don't bring your circle around here, they're all a bunch of squares. They're all a bunch of squares. All the little bimbos tiptoe to the middle of the room. For no product, mama, nada, nothing new. Well, I said I'll see you later, so let's not make that soon. Solitaire, y'all fall behind, and where it is you draw your line. Don't bring that circle round here, they're all for your swell.
If you want to swing, call him. Right now, he's got to split. Take a trip from Squaresville. Live a little and see what it's like for yourself.